Blog Talk Radio.
Let me be a soldier. Stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
Let me be a soldier. I'll die for you.
Hello and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and I am also the Minority and Immigrant Liaison for the Bonnie K. Straight Wives Support Group. Right now, we are broadcasting from blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for giving us this opportunity to broadcast to men and women all over the world. We have a very important message to send, and we are happy that you gave us this opportunity so that we can reach the people who need the information the most. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. For this program, we'll be talking about preparing your straight spouse divorce exit. Let's face it, you are a straight spouse, and your reality is that divorce is probably inevitable. Not in all situations, but in most. It is still January, and like we discussed in a previous program, this is the month that many straight spouses get hit with the dreaded information that their spouse is leaving them for their gay lovers. Some of you found out about your gay spouse, but you are practically in limbo while you're trying to figure out what to do. When I opened this month's edition, that's the January 2013 edition of the Bonnie K. Straight Talk newsletter, a newsletter sent out monthly for about a dozen or so years now, to thousands of straight wives internationally, by Bonnie K., founder of the Bonnie K. Straight Wives Support Group, I was blown away by the amount of very important information available to straight wives from all over the world who subscribe to the newsletter. After reading most of it, I thought that it would be a great idea to do a show based on the newsletter itself, as there was such good information in it that is quite appropriate for the overriding theme of some of your lives right around this time of year. So I got on the phone excited and get the permission of my straight spouse mentor to do a show based solely on the information in the January 2013 Bonnie K. Straight Talk newsletter. I will share all parts of the newsletter that are appropriate, as it is helpful to me and I feel will be helpful to you. Even if you are listening and you're not a straight spouse, if you're going through any divorce situation, there's information here that will help you. So I'm suggesting that you get a pen and paper to write information down, or better yet, after listening to this program, you can send Bonnie an email at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. To subscribe to her newsletter so you can get a hard copy for yourself. Also, you will be able to download this show as a podcast that you can upload to your iPod or your MP3 player or any other listening device so you can have this valuable information available and accessible to you for a very long time. Those of you who have friends and family members or who are or even co-workers who are experiencing divorce from heterosexual spouses can also share this podcast with them, as many of the principles and techniques I will discuss will also be relevant to them and can help them too. One straight wife wrote Bonnie this letter. She said, "Once again, thank you for your newsletter." She's thanking Bonnie for the previous month's newsletter. "I have been receiving your monthly newsletter for some time now. I look back at when I started getting it, and before then, when I began reading your first book." Bonnie has written several books that can be found at bonniekbooks.com. That's bonniekbooks.com. "Since then, I have read them all and have come full circle. I am 41, the mother of two amazing kids. One a senior and one a freshman in the school where I have taught for the past 18 years. I have been married for 20 years and will be divorced in exactly 15 days. I struggle to find the words to explain what full circle, quote unquote, has been in my life. 12 years ago, it began with chat sessions that I assumed were guys. The title of the room was, quote unquote, guy talk. Then it was the increased time on the computer, the hiding of screens, the deleting of history, until I realized something was so wrong. I discovered him by sneaking in on chats, sneaking in on web, quote unquote, experiences, and joining the chat rooms under another name to discover what they were all about. I have had so many excuses given to me. My favorite being, I am so insecure about my size that I just want to see what others like me see, to see if I am normal. I know it's very, very funny. I have had every promise made to me. I will stop. I will never do it again. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, or every card and letter asking for forgiveness, I would be able to surely pay my rent with no problem this month. I was like many others. I knew all along he would never change, but still held out hope. I hated the confrontation. I hated the thought of tearing my family apart. And I mostly did not want to be the one to give up on it all. I saw 3 different counselors and 2 pastors over the years. He only went to the first one with me after the first discovery. She had the nerve to tell me it was just curiosity and I had just to decide to forgive him or not. It was up to me. If only I could see her now. I felt very strongly that God would not like what was going on. But would he be more disappointed that I did not give him one more chance? As time went on, I became more and more damaged. I looked for attention I thrived on going out and having men attracted to me. I had two very emotional affairs, no sex. With young men, my husband moved in because they needed a home, quote unquote. Whatever. I knew he was attracted to them, and it drove me crazy. I came close to losing all respect for my teen daughter, who could see I was attracted to one of the young men. I was living a mess for years. I was angry with him, with God, and with society because I knew I would take the fall when I had to end it all. Well, fast forward to many years later, and probably an entire book of stories, here I am. I left with the final blow of once again another text message where he planned to meet a man. I also had met and fallen in love with a man that I have been friends with for 2 years. He was also ending a marriage, and it was the worst timing ever to leave. I am looked upon as dumping my husband for another man now. No one realized what I had been through. I finally, after 12 years, confided in my family and only very few close friends as to why I left him. I live in fear daily that my children will soon have to discover the truth. He is a public figure who has had significant leadership positions in our town, and we also own a business in our town, etc. He is still in denial on the outside and to me, although I can read his emails. He is actively seeing other men, but only 4 hours at a time here and there. I would like to give a shout out for some things you have said in the past that I can assure others are true, Bonnie. Number one, gay is gay. There is no in-between. Yes, on the Kinsey scale, also called the heterosexual to homosexual rating scale, it's a one or two only. Two, they will never, ever, ever change. They can't. Number three, no matter how much they love you, they can never love you like you should be loved as a woman. Trust me. There's a huge difference. I only pray everyone who reads your website, that's gayhusbands.com, will one day discover their true love. Number four, healing is not overnight, and I am guessing will continue forever. Number five, no matter how much you love them, you can't change, and they are hurting you every day. Six, when you are in pain every day, you hurt your children. They deserve a parent that is happy and stress-free. Seven, there is not a depression medication that will make you forget what is going on. I have tried them all. Eight, whatever excuse they give you is just that, an excuse and not the truth. Nine, starting over is the hardest thing you will ever do, but worth every bit of it. 10. No matter how smart you are, you will let them hurt you, and you are the only one who can make it stop. I have a master's degree, and I consider myself a very intelligent woman, and I still feel like a fool. So do not beat yourself up. You are not alone. I pray for healing for all of us through this season. Like I said, I could write forever on this subject. Let us all listen to our hearts. Your intuition is never wrong. Best regards, and she signed her initials. A few months ago, my straight spouse mentor, Bonnie K, received this other letter from a straight wife, who is a member of our support network also. In our network, we share information to help each other. She found this letter to be a very important one for our newsletter readership because even though we do not tell people to divorce, many of our women are facing divorce or will face divorce at some point in their straight spouse journey. Divorce is such an emotional life event. Sadly, because we are often overcome with emotion, we can't think clearly or plan accordingly. Too many straight spouses react rather than plan for the future. And believe me, I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just trying to make some people pay attention. I am the first to say, don't follow in my footsteps. When it comes to planning your exit strategy for a divorce. But now with hindsight being 2020, I can tell you how important it is to do this the right way rather than have regrets or suffer for years to come. Bunny sent the letter to another straight wife in our support network, who is also a friend of hers. This straight wife has assisted many of our women with help and information about, you know, along their journey. I asked about her thoughts, since she has a lot of knowledge about the divorce process from a legal standpoint. She added some other wonderful information that I will share with you after the next letter. She also sent Bunny a set of get ready forms for women who need to prepare for this process. If you would like a set, you can send Bonnie a note at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. And she will email them to you. Or you can download the information from the Survival Strategy page on our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com, and you go to the Survival Strategy page. In all three of the letters that I will share with you in this program, there are some excellent information about our lives in general. So, listen, even if you are already divorced. This was V's letter. Hi, Bonnie. Long after I've divorced the gay man in my life, and moved on to a much happier life with someone new and delightfully straight, I still read your newsletters and marvel over all those you touch and help. Your support is never-ending, and that should be a comfort to all. On the subject of eyewear, that's how I proved to myself that my husband was lying. And boy, I found out he was lying about a lot more than I thought. I installed spyware on the computer a year before I hit him with divorce. What I found in that time was not only explicit emails to men and evidence of actual meetings, but he was also scheduled for a business trip in the Orient and was searching for Oriental women who wanted a quote-unquote single man. Ouch. If it weren't for you, Bunny, your support, your understanding, your empathy, I'm not sure I would have gotten through all I went through. It was emotionally draining. It was constantly confusing. When I look back, I tried to believe in his explanation. It was sickening that I was being so blatantly lied to, having my quote-unquote choices stripped from me because of those lies. That's what most women in that situation don't understand. If they continue to try to have faith and believe in the lies they're being told, they themselves remove all chances of making a quote-unquote educated choice for their own life. Thanks to you, I refused to believe him. I kept searching. I kept finding the evidence to slap me in the face and force me to make a decision. Now I couldn't be happier. I've been in a loving relationship for the past 2 years, and the effects of being in a relationship to a gay man in denial is now just a distant memory. See? Here is proof that you can get through this to a better place. Her letter went on. I've thanked you many times in emails in the past, but I thank you now for all my sisters in pain. My heart goes out to each and every one of them every time I think of my own past in their shoes. Everyone deserves a choice, and I am certainly an advocate of spyware. If we're going to be lied to, it's up to us as the wives and girlfriends to take responsibility for finding the truth. This to help create the emotional freedom to make choices based on the facts rather than on lies. One thing that might be beneficial to women like me is discussion about the all-important exit plan. We're all bound to leave at some point. Maybe tips and pointers about how to pre-prep for that before confronting the gay husband with the possibility of divorce. Now, she's not advocating divorce for you. She is expressing her own personal opinion. But I am suggesting that you pay close attention here, as divorce is one of your options. Planning, preparing, and emotionally beginning to separate oneself from the offending spouse may help to make this transition easier. Maybe not emotionally, but certainly financially, or even in the sense of minimizing the chaos that could ensue. Some strategies for exit planning might be: 1. To begin making photocopies of all important documents and putting them in a private safe deposit box. 2. To begin putting away funds for the move and for the expenses of an attorney without being too obvious. 3. To predetermine where you might want to move to and how much income will be needed to survive long before the event takes place. 4. To predetermine what you will ask for in a settlement and making sure you are fully aware of all assets within the marriage. It's a lot easier to find this information out with a non-suspecting spouse than it is with one who is alerted to the situation and who might begin hiding assets. So keep quiet. You have endured all of this long without doing or saying anything. Now that you are sure of what you want to do, keep quiet and do not tip your hand at all. You will need an Oscar-worthy performance to pull this off, but you can. Just continue to act like you don't know anything. They believe that you are clueless, so don't let them be any wiser. 5. If you are without lines of credit, you have no credit card, you have no lines of credit, no charge cards, get them now while you are married and have your husband's income to help secure your credit card. Now, this is mainly for those of you who do not work outside the home. Those of you who work outside the home, I hope that you already have your own lines of credit. She said, "When I divorced my husband, I did just this before I made the announcement. My ducks were in a row, which also included how I had financially contributed to the assets. When he tried to chuck me under the bus, I was able to provide documentation that stopped him and his ruthless attorney in their tracks. My hard work paid off, and there was an equitable settlement with no fighting over assets. I wish you happy holidays, Bun. You are a treasure, a giver, and someone who cares deeply. With kind regards, V." And Bunny replied, "Thank you, V, for your very kind and loving words. This is great information."
You're listening to South Florida Connects on Blog Talk Radio. Call your friend, call your neighbor, tell them to listen to Straight Spouse Awareness on Blog Talk Radio with SouthFloridaConnects.com. Thank you for tuning in.
Now, here are some more important words from another straight wife to add. She said, "Dear Bonnie, I have several quotes I'd like to share with the other straight wives who are reading this. That's the newsletter. The first time someone shows you who they are, believe them. This was said by Maya Angelou. People who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. Julia Moore, author of The Infidelity Sleuth. We change our behavior when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of changing. Consequences give us the pain that motivates us to change. Henry Cloud. And M went on to say, finding you and your groove and realizing I was not alone in my discovery and struggle was a tremendous boost. I was lucky enough to be able to log into every online account my now gay ex had, create phony online personas, and gather enough evidence to blindside him at our divorce mediation. Not everyone has this advantage. But as the first quote hints, trust your gut. And like the second, if your spouse seems to be hiding something, he probably is. And like the third quote, you can stay in a marriage to a gay spouse if you are a glutton for punishment. But as one straight wife has said in our online chat, you are only a victim when you first find out. After you decide to stay in the relationship, you are a volunteer. Gather the evidence you can within the laws governing your state. Let me say it again. Gather the evidence you can within the laws governing your state and do not be afraid to use it. Be careful, as different states have different laws governing what you can legally do. The exit plan that was laid out in a previous letter to you is absolutely spot on. Get ready financially, physically, and emotionally. Do not confront your spouse with what you know until you have seen an attorney and have a plan of action. Let me repeat this because some people are not listening. Do not confront your spouse with what you know until you have seen an attorney and have a plan of action. No matter how tempting it is to yell and scream and throw the evidence in his face, be strong, hold on to it, and wait. Hold your horses. Believe me, I know how tough this part is, but it's an ace, as the blind side is a powerful move that will definitely work to your advantage. He can only be blindsided if he doesn't know that you already know. Find the best attorney, preferably one who specializes in family or matrimonial law, because they will know exactly what the laws are and you are less likely to get shortchanged in your settlement. And lock him or her in with a consultant visit. You don't have to retain that attorney. But by receiving a consultation, you make sure your spouse can't use him or her. You know, it just came into my mind that you could go to the highest priced attorney in your city or whoever you can reach and have a consultation. Because after that consultation, your spouse cannot use them. They cannot be their lawyer because they already spoke with you. Sometimes just knowing you have a pit bull lawyer in your corner will make a spouse see the light and settle things quickly and equitably. Sometimes this works, but not always. Whatever you do, though, be prepared for a fight. And again, stay strong. You have to remain strong, so find a support group, a counselor, and gather your friends, your true friends, close to you, because they are your cheering squad, and you are going to need them. Do not feel bad about dumping people who don't support you. They actually dumped you first when they stopped supporting you. Remember, too, you may lose they are worried divorce is catching like a disease, and they will end up divorced too. That is true. People feel like that. Finally, you will most likely lose your in-laws because they will side with your spouse. A few in-laws who really and truly know the truth and have a conscience and know how much you have suffered may not take sides with you, but they may not abandon you, but you should not bank on their support. If you have small children, you will most likely have to maintain some contact with your spouse and the in-laws because of the kids. But if you don't have to, don't stay in contact with people who aren't on your support team. You only need cheerleaders right now. Don't be surprised at how low your spouse will think to avoid giving you anything in the divorce. Be prepared to be called names and to hear more lies from him than you have ever heard before. I told you before that some gay men see divorce as war, and you are the enemy because how dare you mess up their perfect liquor shenanigans they have on? How dare you blow the lid off their little thing that they have going on? How dare you shave their beard? They will do everything to cut you down and make you disappear. By planning ahead and documenting assets, an attorney can help you freeze them legally so your spouse cannot spend or move assets without risking jail. And the last place a gay man wants to be is in jail. So all those people who have no clue about their family finances, you need to start getting a clue. All those women who are listening right now, who have no idea how much your husband makes, how much is in the checking account, how much is in the savings account, how much does he have in his retirement account, in his 401k, anything. All of you who don't know anything, you need to start digging for the information now so that you can have it. Now, there is no excuse for not checking to see what accounts and assets are available and documenting everything so your gay spouse cannot hide assets from you and the court. Family law is very state specific. So don't rely on what your cousin, next door neighbor's sister in another state tells you. Ask around in your state to find out the best attorney, who the best attorney is, and preferably one who specializes in family or matrimonial law. Some states are community property states. Some are equitable distribution states. Let me repeat that. Some states are community property states, and some are equitable distribution states. Find out which kind of state you're living in. Your attorney can explain the difference for you. Just remember that equitable does not necessarily mean equal. And also remember not to fight over quote-unquote stuff. Go for money instead. Ask for high percentages of everything, and then you can negotiate down. Once you have money, you can buy stuff. Also, it's not a bad idea to consider letting your spouse keep the house and the mortgage that goes with it. I know some of you don't like to hear this, but what is the point of keeping a house with a mortgage of $2,000 a month when you don't have a job? How long do you think you're going to be able to hold on to that house for? You need money. So, you may have to have your spouse get the mortgage in their name only, or sell the property because you do not want to give up the house and remain responsible for the mortgage. So you may just have to have your spouse get the mortgage in his own name or sell it and split the equity. As difficult as it might be to move out, it will be even more difficult to lose the house to foreclosure if you can't afford to make the payment. But again, you are going to talk to whichever lawyer you're going to get, and they're going to help you to make the best decision for your situation. She further said, I did not work outside the home, and there was no way I could afford a $1,100 a month mortgage on the house. I moved out, took very little of what was considered marital property, which is anything you brought into the marriage or were given that you don't have to split with your spouse, and into an apartment. I used the money I got in the settlement to buy furniture and create a new home for myself, one that is all mine, decorated the way I like it. Understand that you will suffer from grief over the death of your marriage and the death of your hopes and dreams for the future, because this is like a real death. Grief has 5 stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression or sadness, and acceptance. These stages are not a checklist you can go through one by one in order and check off. You may cycle through one, then the next, and then find yourself right back in a previous stage. Don't be alarmed if this happens to you and you seem like you're going in a circle and not going forward. This happens to the best of us. This is normal. Don't panic. It happens to many of us. She also said, December 22 marked the 4-year mark since I learned my ex was gay and has been having gay affairs. I went through denial for several months before I began to take action. I got mad as hell. I bargained with God over blood test results. God, if you let me test negative for HIV, herpes, and hepatitis, you can let me have syphilis because I can get a cure for that. And went through bouts of crippling sadness. I have accepted that my marriage is over, and most likely over as far as my ex is concerned from day one. I can't speak for him, but I suspect he married me with the hope of being cured or to make himself socially acceptable in the eyes of his conservative religious family. His father was a minister, and while I can understand how hellish it must have been to be born gay into that family, I will never understand his decision to cruise the internet for sex 30-odd years into our marriage. So I cycle in and out of anger. I do not ever expect to get any sort of apology from him. He simply does not see that he's done anything wrong. And he told his family that he has had an affair, let them assume it was a one-time thing with a woman, and that I would go to marriage counseling. So they viewed me as the bad guy who stayed married long enough to bleed him for alimony and get half his retirement. Imagine that. And because my divorce decree includes a gag order, which some of you may have, I can't refute anything he says publicly. Be careful with those gag orders. You do not want to be held in contempt of the court. Notice, if you notice that I'm reading these letters, and I'm not using any name. Good. She went on. I know the truth, and God knows the truth. And I have to believe that's all that matters. And I also believe that karma is a real... She used a word that rhymes with witch. And I know whose butt is going to bite. Yikes. Please let me add a bit of advice, gleaned from reading and also from seeing this happen to people I know. Don't rush into another relationship too soon. Let yourself grieve. Let yourself heal. Find out who you are and define yourself and your new life before you open the door to let someone else in. Notice she said, define yourself, not to allow other people to define you. As dismal as divorce rates are for first marriages, they are even more dismal for second and subsequent marriages. This is usually because one or both parties rushed into the marriage out of fear of being alone or because of a need for intimacy. And sadly, in the end, there alone again. There is a difference between being alone and being lonely. This is where your support group and friends can be a huge help to you. You can call them on the phone and vent and whine, and they won't tell you to just get over it because they all understand. They walk in your shoes, so they know how it feels if it's too tight. If you have children, please do not drag them into the middle of your divorce or your straight spouse situation if they don't understand it or know it already. Remember that your children are not divorcing anyone. Be honest with them. That means you're not going to hide the truth. But spare them the sorry details. Kids are far smarter than we give them credit for being. They'll eventually put all the pieces of the puzzle together and figure it out. For all you know, they may already know. My son spent half his life suspecting his father was gay. But that's not something a teenager can come to either parent with. That is my one real regret, that he had to keep that secret for so long. Be prepared for betrayal from some of the people closest to you. There will be friends and family who expect you to stay with your spouse and stand by your man. Some of them will avoid you if you don't. As soon as you get a hint someone will be less than supportive, let them go. Don't let them know anything in your business. Rid yourself of toxic relationships because you will have enough concerns and doubts as you go through this without having the acid of those so-called friends dripping on you. I quoted earlier from a book called The Infidelity Sleuth. The author is an Australian PI, and while most of the book was about how to catch a cheating spouse, it was also infused with a lot of wisdom that I'll summarize here. Infidelity is a lack of respect for you, and not acting on your discovery is an act of fear. Take back the power and take a stand. Stop being a martyr because you can only change you, not him. Believe in yourself. Put yourself first and respect yourself. Don't buy into his remorse or accept his behavior. And for heaven's sake, don't accept blame. Grieve your loss and work through the grief so you can get over it and begin to heal. Yes, you will get over it. The best barometer for the future is the past. Based on what you've learned about his past, do you think that the future will be different? Do you think he'll stop lying and cheating? He won't. If you were just finding out about your gay husband, remember what I said about not confronting until you have a plan of action? In the earlier part of this program, another letter laid out a terrific strategy, and I have sent Bonnie a packet of materials that will help you with some of the strategies. There is an initial information form. Information and attorney will want when you first meet with him. Then there's a domestic relations financial statement where you can organize all the data you have been gathering. There's a list of settlement issues and a to-do list, both for situations where you will be dealing with the custody of minor children and where no minors are involved. You will need this information eventually. So go ahead and get it as soon as possible so you won't get hit for it at the last minute. Like I said before, you can download it from SouthFloridaConnect.com on the Survival Strategy page as soon as you can, or you can send Bunny an email at bonk@aol.com and she will send it to you. If you collect all the information before you confront your spouse, even though he might hide documents, it won't matter because you have already have the copies of them. You can put it all on a flash drive because they are inexpensive and easy to hide. Those of you who do not know how to do this can hire someone like a high school student to teach you, or you can learn at a local library. Just remember, though, that once you confront, he will be doing his own snooping. So play things close to the vest and don't leave anything out for him to find. My ex made copies of several pages of my death calendar. Heavens only know why, but he left them on his desk and I shredded them. The calendar went into hiding after that. So be careful what you leave around. You do not want to get sloppy and leave him clues that you are onto him. Also, set up a new email account he knows nothing about. Yes, you are your own PI now, so you have to act like one. Google's Gmail is a terrific free web-based email. You can use this to communicate with your support team, your attorney, your therapist, etc., and do so in complete confidence as long as you keep your password private. If you share a computer with your spouse, and even if you have your own, be very careful about where you surf. Just as you are looking for clues, so will he once you confront him. There's a great free program called CCleaner, and you can find it at www.piriform.com/CCleaner. That will erase all history, recent documents you've opened, empty the recycle bin, and more. You just have to remember to run it. Internet Explorer also has an in-private browsing option. Open a browser window and then press Control, Shift, and P at the same time. That's the Control, the Shift, and the P key at the same time. A new browser window will open and the page will show in private is turned on. Once you close the window, everything's gone. It's a great way to surf and leave no obvious traces, especially for those of you who are checking out the gay sites he's visiting. Of course, your spouse may know about it too and use it to thwart your efforts to track him online. I hope this info helps. You can get through this. You can survive it. I wish I could promise you will fail through it easily, but I can't. I can promise, for those of you who choose to leave, that you will be in a better place once you're out of a toxic situation. And I ask one thing of you, just one thing. Promise me you'll always remember you're braver than you believe and stronger than you seem and much, much smarter than you ever think. We are only 6 weeks away from our next healing weekend in Houston, Texas, which will be on March 2nd and 3rd. Our Texas women are dynamic and strong and will join in with other women from around the country. This is an important weekend where we unite to get stronger and start or continue the healing process. No matter where you are on your journey to gay husband recovery, connecting with others who are walking your path empowers you to move forward. If you are at all interested in joining us, please send Bonnie an email at bonkaye@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com with the word Houston in the subject line, and she will send you more details. We're looking forward to see as many women as possible this year because now you know that there is support and now you know where to find it. We want to embrace you to let you know that you are not alone. I want you to also listen to South Florida Connects for more straight spouse awareness right here on Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We broadcast each Saturday, you know, a different version of straight spouse awareness. So, you know, you can join us on Saturdays also at 12 noon right here on Blog Talk Radio.
So many broken homes, broken families, broken marriages. People are hurting.
Oh, yes. but I know God can fix it. Hallelujah. If you're battered in your life by the ways of sin and strife, and the storms that rage sometimes covers you, oh, if your loved ones let you down and there's nowhere else to turn, there is comfort in the one, the great I am.
For his love he'll get to you, in the storms he'll take you through. Why don't you trust him and take him at his word? If God
is reaching out for you. You are hurting and no one's helping. Jesus Christ will fix your broken heart.
Live this way and carry on. Everything you tried, ooh, crumbles and falls. Don't give up and fade away, for he promises a brighter day. Why don't you claim it? Your deliverance is here.
To Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional.
We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed.
Comes the time.